I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Tibetans in exile are getting used to a pretty significant change. Their spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, used to be their political leader as well, but he recently gave up that political role. He said he wanted Tibetans to have a freely elected leader to guide their struggle for autonomy from China. That new exile leader is now in place, but many Tibetans fear their cause is losing a powerful voice. Rebecca Byerly reports from Dharamsala, India, home to the Tibetan government in exile.
Many people know that the saffron-robed 14th Dalai Lama is the Tibetan people's religious leader. But you may not know that since the late 1600s, Dalai Lamas have served as political leaders as well. In March, the Dalai Lama announced he wanted to change that. He'll remain spiritual leader, but he's turned over his political authority to an elected civilian leader. He says it's necessary if Tibet is ever going to be a democracy. It sounds noble, but there are many who worry about a future without the influential Dalai Lama in charge. Acharya Yeshe Ponchuk is a monk and a member of the Tibetan parliament in India.
The democracy is important, but how we can continue to have the Tibetan movement without the leading of the His Holiness Dalai Lama in the political power? That is the peak, I think, fear for the Tibetan.
I share their concerns. I understand their fears of the uncertainty in His Holiness's absence.
Tenzin Chonden is a member of the Tibetan parliament who represents Tibetans living in the U.S. and Canada. He says the U.S. and Europe have been incredibly supportive, in no small measure because of the Dalai Lama's celebrity.
One of the reasons for this uncertainty and fear among my colleagues is that in His Holiness's absence, that they would continue to be concerned and lend their support for some changes inside Tibet for the Tibetan people by speaking out against injustices that are happening and appealing to the Chinese government.
Communist China invaded Tibet and claimed the mountain kingdom as its own back in the 1950s, forcing the then teenage Dalai Lama to flee to India. In recent years, human rights violations and crackdowns by the Chinese inside Tibet are becoming more public, but the negative publicity hasn't swayed China. Knowing how much clout the Dalai Lama brings to the cause, the Tibetan National General Meeting asked him to stay on as the ceremonial head of state, similar to the Queen of England. But the Dalai Lama refused to be a figurehead. He wants Tibetan leaders to ratify a new constitution and push for democratic change. Chonden is one of the few members of parliament who's been ready to embrace the proposed changes.
I feel that certainly we have to deal with the possibility, eventuality, if nothing is to improve with the situation inside Tibet, that we need to set the sort of foundation for our future generations to take over the struggle.
In fact, many members of the younger generation of Tibetans are pleased by the proposed changes. They've often been at odds with what they say is the Dalai Lama's soft approach to China. Tenzin Chulki is the secretary of the Tibetan Youth Congress. She's an activist who hopes to one day lead democratic change in Tibet. She says her group has more than 30,000 members worldwide.
It's like a father sort of handing over his responsibility to the son. And the son, instead of saying, no, Dad, you continue, you know. And the son has to say, yes, Dad, you've done this for such a long time. We should now be able to do this. And have that faith and that conviction and that confidence also.
Others agree that the Dalai Lama's move is the best thing he could have done for the Tibetan people. Srikanth Kandapalli is a scholar who has spent decades studying China.
One of the key fear factors for China is the democratic experience being intensified among the Tibetan community. The portions which are eyed by China as part of its reunification efforts, all of these areas are getting democratized, including now the Tibetans. So in other words, this is an ideological key regime problem for China.
The Tibetan constitution was amended, and the Dalai Lama has approved it. Administrative and political powers once vested in him have been given to the elected leadership, starting a new chapter in Tibetan history. For The World, I'm Rebecca Byerly in Dharamsala, India.